brother.
Citizens comment. Any citizens who desires to address the City Council on a matter not included on the agenda may do so at this time. The City Council may not deliberate on this item presented under this agenda item. And there is no comments. Citizens comment. Any citizen who desires to address the City Council on a matter that is included on the agenda may do so at this time. And there is none. Minutes. As for a motion to approve, discussion and possible actions concerning the approval of the minutes of the regular meetings held on July the 10th, 2023.
I didn't see anything wrong with the minutes. I move to approve them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Discussion and possible actions concerning the approval of minutes of the council work session held on July the 17th, 2023.
I didn't see any corrections. I recommend approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Consent agenda. No consent agenda this evening. Parks and Recreation monthly report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So this will be the Parks Department annual report for 2023. First thing we'll look at is departmental staff. Our departmental staff consists of myself, Parks Director, Parks Secretary Vicki Tower, Parks Superintendent Jesse Acosta, Park Technicians Dave Patty, John Grantland, Abel Palacio, and Rodney Kepler. I'd like to mention, too, that Friday will be Dave Patty's last day. He has announced his retirement, and he's been a good one. Cemetery crew leader Dwayne Griffith, cemetery caretakers Jacob Rivera and Josh Palacio, Sports Facilities Crew Leader Stephen Knowlton, Sports Facilities Technicians Marcel Chapa and Nick Geely, approximately 27 seasonal pool staff with one pool manager, two assistant managers, two grounds maintenance personnel, and 22 lifeguards and cashiers. Kind of an overview of the areas that we maintain, which is about plus or minus 600 acres, would be 580 Sports Complex, Avenue A Park, Campbell Park, and Hannah Pool. City Hall Complex, College Street Park, Colored School, and New Hope Baptist Church, Cook Cemetery, Cooper Springs Nature Park, Gavin Garrett Soccer Complex, Goodrich Tennis Courts, Hancock Park Pool and Pavilion, Head Start and Senior Center, the Hostess House, Library, Municipal Airport, Oak Hill Cemetery, Sue Ann Park, Turner Complex, and W.M. Brook Park. A couple of the projects that we completed in 2023 were the skate park and the cemetery pole barn. Some of the projects that we have in progress now for 2022-23 are the hike and bike trails at 580 Sports Complex, 18-hole disc golf course at 580 Sports Complex, outdoor fitness equipment at 580 Sports Complex, a 10x20 pavilion at Campbell Park Skate Park, improved parking along Hackberry Street for Cooper Springs Nature Park and Campbell Park, split rail cedar fencing at Hancock Spring Bathhouse, and the planning for the 2024 eclipse. A few of the events we had for the 2023 pool season were we hosted a dive-in movie at Hannah Pool on June 16th, a moonlight swim event at Hancock Pool on June 23rd, second dive-in movie at Hannah Pool on July 14th, a second moonlight swim at Hannah Pool on July 21st, numerous parties and youth and church gatherings, including baptisms. Baptisms are hugely popular at Hancock Pool, in case you didn't know. Land Passage Municipal Airport projects. We're working with TxDOT on airport layout plan, and correct me, Finley, if I'm wrong, but it's our understanding that TxDOT has executed a contract with Park Hill Smith and Cooper to begin the design phase of that project. And we, replacement of the AWOS system at the airport, we were contacted by our TxDOT planner to inform us that our current system is outdated and due for replacement. The new system is estimated to cost $150,000. This would be a 90-10 grant through TxDOT, only costing the city an estimated 15 grand. And it's a must-have. 2023 calendar of events, we've got LAFTA Boots and Blazers event, Squared Silly, Go Texan Barbecue Cook-Off, and the Fall Fest, Hunter's Welcome and Citywide Garage Sale, Carol of Lights, Christmas on the Creek, Bark for Life, removal of all Christmas decorations, which is huge. I put that in there under calendar of events. It's not an event, but it's huge. LAFTA Kids event, the Easter Egg Hunts in all parks, Riata Roundup and LTX Barbecue Cook-Off, both pools open for the season in May, including Promenade. In June, Atlas 4000 Kid Fish and Camping event, Sulphur Creek Car Cruise, Moonlight Swim, Dive-In Movie. July, we have Spring Ho, obviously, another Moonlight Swim, and another Dive-In Movie. And September begins the prep work for all the Christmas displays. And we have numerous weddings, family reunions, birthday parties, sporting events, and tournaments in all of our areas, including the hostess house when we get it back open back up, and the pavilions. Any questions?
I have a small one.
Okay.
I don't remember the 10x20 pavilion at the skate park.
It will be something to remember when we finish it.
When did we start it?
We have a local contractor who is donating a 10x20 pavilion for the skate park, and we're working on quotes for the concrete and anchors as we speak.
So there's someone local that's doing it for free that's doing it for free for us, so it's not costing us anything?
The city will pay for the concrete slab and probably the labor to stand it up, but the materials for the pavilion will be donated.
Did I just miss that? I hadn't heard that before.
Probably missed it. Agreed. Anything else? Thank y'all.
City manager's operational report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a few items, but important items to discuss this evening. One is related to our water conservation measures. We wanted to report to you that we had met with the general managers for both Kempner Water Supply Corp and Central Texas Water Supply Corporation on Thursday. We plan to meet again on August 3rd. We reviewed the status of water supply, raw water pumping, conservation measures. Just some quick numbers. We did note that in June, our water sales were down about 10.8% from previous year, which is not always related to, you know, enforcement of conservation. There could be some other reasons for that, but we think that certainly when we started pushing information out that there was an effort by our residents and businesses to curb their water use. Currently, Stillhouse is at 606.55, about 63.7% full, and like I said previously, as long as, you know, 63% full is great, is if you can get to it. So if that level is below the level of the straw that's in Stillhouse, then they're obviously very grave concerns. I do want to let you know through this report that our partners to the east are working very diligently on several different levels. One is a modification of the raw water pumps. The other is interconnection measures with not only WCID for the import of water into their system, and also the city of Killeen for import of water to their system, where they have standing agreements with them. The other item as well is that Central Texas' other plant does have a deeper raw water intake, and they think by adding a pump at the Shanklin pump station, they can push even that much more water to the west. So it is a concern. I don't want to be dismissive when I say this, but this happens every now and then in Texas. We have this happen. Last big one was 2011. and certainly this heat has played a big part in it. BRA is currently, I believe, considering stage two. I don't know that they made that announcement yet. We are currently in stage two. Some of the things that we have been doing, not only in pushing it out, obviously, to the newspaper, social media, we put it on utility cards. I don't ever see my utility card. I just get told when to pay it. So there is some, I think, valid concern or criticism that we're not doing enough to get the word out. The other thing that we're doing, this is a very, I think, very effective, and I have to give a lot of credit to our staff. You know, Mike Blair or whomever will come in and with a list of addresses, hey, these people were watering, turn that address, those addresses over to Robin White. Robin gets on the phone and calls them, and I think that's been, by and large, very effective. People either don't understand or they just need to be talked through about the conditions of conservation and the level of measures. I would say that we are certainly, and without objection, in the level of stage three. Typically that trigger is when we are asked to do so from Kempner and Central Texas. They are slipping into that stage three. I think Central Texas still at stage two. Kempner certainly stage three. And without objection, I think we'll move to stage three this week. The big item on stage three is that you go from being able to water twice a week to be able to water once a week, and then during certain time frames as well.
On the stage three, with the once a week watering, is there anywhere that says specific, like what your day is, or do you have it broken down by address, or is it just?
Yes, it's odd and even addresses on one day a week. And I don't have that in front of me, but mm-hmm. Yes, you are correct. It is specified.
Okay. And is that on, when that goes out, is that on our utility cards? Is that where it is that tells you the odds or the evens?
I believe the utility card just simply says stage three, and I believe there's an address for the link, right, to the website.
To the website, okay. And then just one last question. So does all of our water come from Stillhouse, or does it come from other places?
Stillhouse.
Is there a level that Stillhouse, okay, just out of curiosity. So
the capacity at Stillhouse, like I said, they're 63.7% full. Mm-hmm. Current level 606.55. I think the conservation pool is 622. Mm-hmm. Right now, and again, this is if you can get to it, but right now there are 150,000 acre feet of water in there. We use on average probably 2,000 acre feet a year.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're hopeful that the measures that Central Texas as well as Kempner are taking are certainly being helpful. And they're working on multiple fronts on that. But if that answers your question on the capacity.
Yeah, and I guess I was just curious as to, let's say that Stillhouse does get down to a level where the straw doesn't meet the water.
They would have to look at other options for interconnection, either out of if WCID had other options, mm-hmm. or Colleen maybe had another source, but there are a lot of communities over in that area that draw from Stillhouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just curious.
Yes,
thank you.
And I don't want to be I don't want to be dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, when I believe Kempner went to stage three, what they said Thursday was they had given a notice to TCEQ that they had no more than 180 days of water. Is that what you heard, Brian? So I'm hopeful,
Kempner,
and if it was half of that, I would be hopeful that we would have some sort of relief within 90 days.
And Kempner comes from Stillhouse, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, they sent out a notice this afternoon. I'm sure you may be aware, Kempner, stage four. They're saying
yes.
They pushed it out.
Yeah.
So.
And their raw water pump is a little higher, I believe, than some of the others.
Okay. So that's what I was trying to wrap my head around, is how they're in the stage three, stage four, and we're still at two. And it has to do with where the water's coming, where
as well as the capacity of their plant. They went to stages earlier because they were having trouble keeping up with, based on their plant.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. Thank you.
And I can't speak for Kempner in Central Texas. I can only relay what we discussed at the meeting.
So I was going to try to You know, I think there's been some misinformation or some talk out there saying that there was only 14, 15 days left before, if we had no rain, that the city land passes would have no water, but that is not your understanding at all, is it?
No, it is not. This is a concern. We need to conserve water. You know, I think if it was a matter of days, I certainly wouldn't have heard that information on Thursday when we met with them.
At what stage does the city begin to conserve water? And I'm just going to throw a big one out, the swimming pool. It takes a tremendous amount of water.
I don't know where that exactly lies in the conservation plan. Typically, we have allowed the filling of pools, private as well as public pools, on particular days. And I'll have to look at the details of the plan. In Llano, we did not allow it for private pools, but we kept our public pool open because that was kind of a refuge for the community. But I'll double check that.
Okay.
But yes, pool filling, car washing, all of those things would be regulated.
Yes.
This is a critical time for us and our partners to the West, and I appreciate them meeting with us and then setting up time for subsequent meetings. I'd be happy to answer any questions. We'll push out as much information as we possibly can. Without objection, we will go to stage three this week. LEDC, we met on July 19th, full agenda. We spent a lot of time talking about zoning and specific definitions. That's really a tedious but very important portion of being able to regulate land use, is how things are defined and those sort of minute details of the land regulations. Also took a look at their FY23-24 budget. It's about $460,000. They did approve that for presentation to council, so that'll be coming to you in a subsequent meeting. Also reviewed electric distribution design, and we did report that materials had already been ordered for overhead deployment on the exterior property lines, as well as through that east-west road that runs from Old Austin to 183. TPPA, after this meeting, staff will be heading out to the Texas Public Power Association meeting in San Antonio. TPPA is an advocacy and education asset to the 72 municipal-owned utilities in Texas. And it's hard to believe there's only 72 MOUs in the state of Texas. Wow. You've got a lot of co-ops or a few co-ops also participating. I do plan on hearing updates not only from PUC and ERCOT, but also the impacts of the last legislative session. Pleased to recognize the following employees who began their City of Lampasas careers in July. Robert Gridell, 28 years. Justin McDonald, 10 years. Wayne Sanders, 31 years. Jeff Smith, 4 years. Stephen Sewell, 11 years. And Jacob Rivera, 8 years. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Thank you, Finley. Mayor has no comment this evening, and no unfinished business this evening. 7.1, discussion and possible action on approved street dance hosted by the Lampasas County Museum as a fundraiser, along with street closure on Western between 2nd and 3rd Street from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. on September the 16th, 2023.
Mayor, Council, thank you. Pretty simple event. Lampasas County Museum would like to have a country western dance right here on this section between 3rd Street and 2nd Street, basically in front of Andy Fish's establishment there between the two and in front of the museum. So we would close the street in that section. It's on a Saturday night. Not a lot of traffic on that street at that time. It shouldn't cause any problems at all. I think they've got Gary P. Nunn booked. That's what they're advertising on Facebook. They're agreed to a couple of police officers. It doesn't require an alcohol permit. We'll provide some barricades, cone off. Everybody's in agreement. Shouldn't be any problems. Highly recommended. glad to answer any other questions, but I don't see any security or traffic or anything, any problems with it.
Move to approve the street closure on Western between 2nd and 3rd Street from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. on September 16, 2023 to allow the Lampasas County Museum to host a street dance as a fundraiser.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed?
Thank you.
Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center 2023-2024 budget.
Council, something I wanted to say when I was up here before, and it's a testament to the council that's been through here since the 5 years, almost 5 years that I've been here. It's been a labor of love and a procedure that we don't like to go through budgeting, but thanks to the council that has sat up here, it's been very transparent and it's been very streamlined, and I couldn't thank you guys enough, and Becky helping me these last couple of months to get a procedure that just really works and is very transparent has been extremely helpful. So I thank you all for your service and for your help with that process. We will continue to go through the process and streamline it even more and be more transparent. But if you have any questions, I offer you guys to stop by or call or anything, because I'm only going to be here a couple times to present because we've streamlined it so much. So thank you for that. And I also want to say that we hit our 300 members today, so I'm super excited. It's the most we've had since I started, so very excited about that. I just had to say that.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. It's not about the number. It's about the experience and the engagement, so we're excited to have them all. So does anybody have any questions on what was presented?
I'm going to make a motion to approve the Lampasas County Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center FY 2023-2024 budget as presented.
Second.
Thank you all very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Forgot that part. Thank you.
Motion carried. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of an additional services agreement with Reliance Architectural for the revised construction documents and full construction phase service in the amount of $38,000.
Mayor and Council, based on the summary statement, really includes all the information on this item. July 10th council meeting, you did meet with Antonio Naylor from Alliance. He presented an option developed in consultation with staff for reduced scope for the renovation code upgrade of the hostess house. At that time, acknowledging staff's, council's goal of bringing the facility up to code and getting it open and available for public use. The proposal calls for an additional $38,000 lump sum for revised construction documents, with all anticipated fees remaining, including original design and administration, construction design and construction administration, at a remaining $75,007.50. As noted in the concept plan and estimate, the professional service for the project as a standalone renovation, which it is not, would be on the order inflated of about $141,000. Staff also wants to note the timeline indicated by Mr. Naylor's email of approximately 6 weeks. Just a couple of things to point out. The additional services agreement is noted on page 77. The concept that was presented on July 10th is 78, and then the revised fee breakdown is 79, if there are any questions on any of those or any other items related to this.
Entertain a motion. No motion? Do we table this at this time?
Council, I mean, staff accepts this as no action.
So no action on 7.3. And would it be right to ask the question, how do we go from here, Finley?
I think the question is to council, how would you like to go from here?
Could you get some feedback?
I'm going to make a comment that's a feedback comment. I'm just a little disappointed that we're having to cough up another $38,000 when they're the ones that said we're going to bid this at this price and nobody could touch the price. And the only reason we had to go back to the drawing board is because of the numbers from the beginning.
I think it's the additional expense is where the, so I understand. I don't know the original contracted amount, Mr. Naylor, his firm, but after the extensive, plans and everything he did, basically to come back and say, now we're scrapping that, and I need another $38,000 to show you how I'm scrapping that. When he's already had the plans, they've already provided all these, the scope of engineering, it's there. So all we did was take away all the extra additions to lower the cost. He should not be charging us another $38,000 to do that.
Especially when it's just talking about, if we're just talking about coming up to code, wasn't that part of the original contract fee?
That's the whole, it was all included. So you already got paid.
Well, we got to move this project forward one way or the other, because it's not going to do us any good sitting there. So, how do we proceed from there?
Probably a candid conversation between staff and Mr. Naylor.
Agree.
You agree? Is that a?
I mean, granted, if we had to scrap it and start completely over, we're going to spend a lot more money. But it's just. Basically feeling like it's kind of unacceptable to have to spend more money on what was already paid for.
What you're paying for is a new one of these, a different scope.
If it's a revised scope, then aren't we pulling back? I mean, aren't we pulling back from what was originally talked about, then with all the ad alternates, and then bidding that out?
Different floor plan. Different structural. But I'd be happy to put this on a future agenda if you wanted to talk about it more. I'd be happy to entertain any ideas that council had.
I mean, I do think this warrants some further discussion, because we can't let the hostess house sit there and not be used as it is right now.
I agree the project should go forward. It's just that $38,000, and I understand we're paying for the new and you have a cost for expert, I understand that, but the tremendous expense, the original, we're pulling back from that. We're not taking any structural supports out. We're basically renovating what we have as far as the flooring and stuff. I don't get how you can charge $38,000 to say, now since y'all don't want to do this big project, we're going to do the small one, and we're going to charge you $38,000 since you're doing this one. And that's the issue. And maybe that's the way of the world now. I mean, there was looking at $985 a foot, so maybe that's the way of the world.
Yeah, I'd be happy to put this on a future agenda if you had other ideas about ways to move forward.
I think we need to put it on a future agenda.
You bet.
Agenda.
Be happy to do that.
And before we do need to put it on a future agenda, but like Zach said, can there be a discussion between staff and Naylor about the cost?
Maybe possibly.
That's not what you want. I know that's not what staff wants to hear. I can tell. I get it.
No.
I get it, but it's just we catch a lot of flack too.
Yeah, we're happy to report to them
okay.
The actions of this evening and the concerns.
Would it be possible to have maybe one of our next meetings in the executive session with a conference call with Mr. Naylor?
That wouldn't normally meet grounds for an executive session.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to the next item. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the 580 Sports Complex Multipurpose Trail Design System.
Mayor and Council, in May, the Council approved moving forward with the trail design at the expense of the volunteer group with a completion date of July 15, 2023. The design is complete. It's on the back of your package there. I know it kind of looks like spaghetti as it sits there, but kind of hard to decipher.
Yeah.
But I believe Ryan told me that our GIS provider has
that layer should be uploaded now in our GIS system. So if any council wants a map, we can also print that up and kind of show it overlaid out there as well. Maybe a little better detail. Or maybe a little
bit. And this is a project that's been brought before council and Parks Board a couple of times with, you know, consideration from both parties, and seems like it's supported by everyone. As long as we can coexist, the bike trails and the disc golf. And we have Shannon Martin here. He probably doesn't want me to call him out, but he's here if you have questions for him. And he's
are the blue pins the disc golf holes?
Let's get a motion first.
Oh, sorry.
I make a motion to approve, deny, or approve with modification the trail design that has been submitted to council for consideration by the Multipurpose Trail System Volunteer Group.
Second.
Any questions?
Yes, the blue pins. Are they the golf holes?
They're not. It's an 18-hole disc golf course, so.
What are the blue pins?
I really can't tell you what those are. Ryan?
So the 18-hole disc golf is somewhere within the red.
The 18-hole disc golf course will coincide with these trails. They will complement one another. The disc golf is being held up by this right here, by the design of this, to make sure that we can make them both coexist.
Okay, so this is just the golf.
Then we can get the disc golf where it needs to be.
Okay, so this is just the bike trails.
Correct.
All right, the blue things threw me.
Yeah, they're waypoints of some sort.
And everyone's getting along and...
Yes. Yeah, actually, Shannon's probably got some really good information for you all on that. If he'll step up here.
Shannon, come on up here.
Come on, Shannon. Come on.
Come on down.
As far as us getting along, it's been great. We did get our nonprofit set up, and the International Mountain Bike Association accepted us as a charter organization, so we're now under their 501c3. We have their insurance through a company out of Colorado Springs, so all the maintenance and the build, you know, everybody's insured now. And Samuel, that is heading up the Frisbee Golf, he's on the board. He's one of the three members on the board of that association. It's called Lampasas Trails. So, I mean, we're teed up and ready to go and getting along. Like I said, they were really just waiting on us. And we did get some good news from SNS Trails is the professional outfit there. The one's going to be doing the build as well. They're in Fort Worth right now. Their deadline for that project is October 1st. So they're going to come from Fort Worth to here. And they're thinking it's probably going to be a four-month project if we can keep them on it. It's about 10 days a mile to do the excavation on it. So, and they actually, I told you that the hybrid model, they require 100 hours of volunteer work per mile, but with the work that we'd already done and the amount of trail they were able to reuse, they knocked that down, that requirement down to 50 hours a mile. So we feel pretty good about it. And I keep saying we, but I should probably say that Rob Shivers, what the work that Rob Shivers has done out there, they gave us 50 hours a mile of credit for, because he's really done, I say 80%. He says 90% of the work. I say he's done 80% of the work, but either way, he's done most of it. So, but we feel really good about being able to.
So that's going to be ready in October?
Should be able to start in October, and we've got funding for six of the 7.5, 8 miles right now, hoping, you know, that we can rally some people, and by the time we get to that point, have another 1.5 miles of funds. We have to clear corridors, so starting in September, we have to pay them for a trail build class that we have to get all the volunteers in mid-September, so that we don't mess something up before they get here, you know, over clear an area or something. But we have to cut a 5-foot-wide, 7-foot-tall path where everything is flagged. Because this GPS, there's actually flags on the ground out there and in trees and all this code.
Is this like a golf course type setup similar, where you're going to have like frisbee tournaments and events?
Golf, I can't speak to. I just know that we've agreed to make it compliment where, you know,
okay,
we're not going to complain about them throwing a frisbee across the trail here and there, you know.
Okay.
And to answer your question, Mayor, yes.
All right. So there will be events out there, mountain biking, frisbees, all kinds of things.
And runs for sure as well.
And if I can interrupt for just a second, Mayor and Council, because I think to go back to Kathy's question on that, as far as the disc golf is concerned, there's, and I know Chris is saying 18 holes. I think what we originally laid out was 19 holes, and there was a tie to it because there's 19 springs. I was talking with Samuel the other day. Pretty neat concept, but I know they've been working really close. He's given me great feedback. I've been trying to keep in touch with both groups. But yes, I think to the mayor's question as well, they're hoping to do tournaments, just like there'll be a lot of mountain bike events out there, and it'll be a cohesion, you know, where everybody's kind of working together. What I would like to do is sit down. I sent the information that Shannon had sent to me, all the layer file with all the GIS data, over to our GIS person. And what I was saying is it will be out there and available, so we can overlay what we've already picked up on the golf course pieces. So we have it already shown where the holes were. Now, depending on how it overlays, and I know they've been working close together, there may be some adjustments. But I can get everyone on council that map, so you can kind of see, you know, how that's integral and how everything matches up too. So thank you.
Okay.
I do think this is an awesome project. I'm so excited that you guys are volunteering to do it.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're excited about it. We appreciate you trusting us with it.
Anybody else?
Move to amend the motion to approve.
I said approve or not approve, so I guess I'm approving.
Huh?
I'm approving.
Okay. The original motion was approve, deny, or approve, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Move to amend to approve?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you.
All right. Thank y'all.
We'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed.